Follow along with me in the articles of organization that you've been given, and I'm going to try and bring it in broadly. We'll try and take into account different states and tell you what needs to be in each one of the blanks. The problem with the legal websites is they have you fill in a blank and they never tell you exactly what your options are. There are a lot of things that you need to consider in order to fill out one of these articles of organization. Let's get going. One of the things that is going to be required is that you state the date upon which the LLC becomes effective. Now, that may well be the date that you make out the papers. It may be the date that you file the papers with the state. And actually, that's the date we're usually going to go by anyway. But it could also be a later date. And you can put the date in the articles of organization that you actually want the LLC to become effective upon. The name of the LLC is always going to be required. I've already told you how to select the name, the considerations that you have to take into effect. Note that you're going to have to put LLC or LC or L period C or LTD period company or some designation in the name that you are intending it to be an LLC entity. If for some reason the name doesn't work and the state doesn't like it, they will kick it back to you and you will have to find another name to put in that blank. Note in the name, if you are filing as a professional LLC, you're going to have that as a designation, PLLC, or some other designation within the name that says that you are a professional LLC and not just a standard LLC. By the way, I said the state would kick it back to you. That's if they don't like the name according to the state records. That has nothing to do with whether or not it could be violating a trademark. It could be somebody else's name nationally. So you need to pay attention to the trademarks in addition to what the state will or will not allow. The trademark usually isn't a big deal. However, if you are trying to open up a hamburger chain, I wouldn't be calling it McDonald's or anything like that, because McDonald's is going to come after you. So you know a lot of the big name trademarks. Just stay away from them. Don't be confusing. If you're trying to be confusing because you think it's going to bring you more business, you're going to get in trouble. Ultimately, trademark laws have big teeth, and the big companies have big money to come after you. Your articles of organization are going to have some sort of a term or a duration associated with the company. Some states allow you to have a perpetual term. It goes on basically forever. Other states require you to set a limit. 20 years is a common limit for the LLC to continue. If the owners still want to continue it at the end of the 20-year period, they can do that. And by the way, I might note that perpetual term is different than continuity of life. Continuity of life, you remember, is one of the four elements that you have to choose between. That's different than perpetual life. Continuity of life means that the owner, if the owner dies, the company goes away. The company dies with the owner. If I'm the sole member, sole owner of my LLC, and I die, I haven't chosen continuity of life as one of my four, so when I die, my company, my LLC, is going to die with me. That doesn't mean that the heirs can't get together, reconstitute an LLC, use the assets, keep it going, but legally it dies with me, and the heirs have to get together and they have to form a new LLC. I can basically solve the continuity of life problem by giving my heirs, my kids, part of the LLC. If I die, all of the owners didn't die. There are still owners to continue it. It can continue on, and they can authorize someone else to come in as owner of my interest in the LLC. Now, that's different than the duration or the term that they are going to require you to put down in your articles of organization. If your state allows perpetual, check perpetual. If your state requires a specific term limit, do 20 years. The articles of organization are always going to require you to state a business purpose. If you get into your state statutes, they're going to have a list of the business purposes that an LLC can perform. Now, there really isn't ever going to be anything that you are going to want to do in an LLC that the state doesn't authorize. Things that you can't do in an LLC is you can't sell drugs. That's illegal. You can't do illegal activities under the guise of an LLC. There's a list in your state of what you can't do. Often you can't do banks. You can't do railroads. You can't do some things in an LLC. So just check with your state. Trust me, if you put down in your articles of organization that your purpose is to run a railroad, they're going to kick it back and say that is not one of the authorized functions of an LLC. You're going to put the function is to develop real estate or to deal in real estate. You're going to make it broad to do a retail business, to do a service business. You don't have to say that you're going to fry hamburgers. You want to have a broad purpose for your LLC, because if you do open up a place doing hamburgers and it doesn't make it, well, you may want to use the same LLC and open up a shoe store. If your statement is broad, we're doing a retail or service business, then you could do either one of those activities under the description that you've given. You're always going to have a clause in it which says, to engage in any lawful activity that the state authorizes, or something to that effect. That's fine, you're just picking up everything else that the state authorizes. The business purpose section can actually be relatively short, or it can expound on it and say that you have the right to do all of the activities associated with your service business and you can do different things, but it's not necessary. Just state the purpose, and then always include everything else that the state allows an LLC to do.